Ambulances on time in only 69% of cases. Ambulances arrive on time in just 69% of the time in Southwark, new figures reveal. In the rest of cases, the target to be on the scene within 8 minutes of receiving a 999 call was missed, putting lives at risk, according to London Assembly Member for Southwark, Val Shawcross. Analysis of the London Ambulance Service response times has shown that the number of ambulance call-outs across the capital meeting the 8-minute target has dropped by 19% to only 62% over the last 6 months. Despite robust claims from Mayor of London Boris Johnson last week that response times were well within their targets, as over 90% of the ambulances arrive within 15 minutes of receiving the call, Val Shawcross said the data for Southwark showed the strain being placed on the London Ambulance Service as a rise in calls was met with £53 million in budget cuts. She criticised the government for its increased spend on private ambulances, which she claims has risen by 1,011% in the last 2 years to almost £9 million. She said, "Ambulances in Southwark are now only hitting the 8-minute response time 69% of the time. That means patients with potentially life-threatening conditions being left waiting far longer than they should be. The results could be devastating." With the NHS in London facing massive financial challenges, people will question why we're paying profit-making companies to deliver blue light services. Neighbouring boroughs are also suffered similar decreased response times, with ambulances responding to calls in less than 8 minutes, 69% of the time in Lewisham and 68% of the time in Lambeth. It was suggested by Mr. Johnson that members of the public who rang when it was not a real emergency could be responsible for the delays. Mr. Johnson said, "You cannot blame people for this. It's a human nature for people not to want to take the risk when it's their child." Labour London Assembly Member Andrew Dismore criticised Mr. Johnson for passing the buck, saying it's the public's fault, then not your fault, not the health service.